Right at it. Right at it!
Home!
He's done it again! Just as he did at the John Deere for his first win.
Hello, and welcome into episode 105 of the Go Get That podcast. Century this week, Jordan Spieth, third place finish, but not the important part of this week. If you're watching on YouTube, you will see the big block M on my forehead. The M's on my shirt, because Michigan, we're national champs, and it feels good. It feels really good. I don't even know where to start. Ann Arbor was insane last night. It's Tuesday, so Monday was hectic, but I would like to thank Jay Spieth for his sacrifice, for not winning the century, but coming close, giving us some hope to go into the future. And who knows, maybe another Harbaugh will claim another title here shortly.
Good thinking.
Yeah, but there's my little, little speech to open up.
Well, I'd like to congratulate you first, of course. We know your contributions to Michigan throughout the season as well. So hopefully you deserve a ring. Hopefully you get a ring.
Yes.
We'll see.
Yes. Good close friends with C Stallions.
Okay. Yep. Well, we're hoping you can get a ring. But yeah. I'm not going to give you any more time to ponder this, and we must ask, for the integrity of the show, would you trade back that national championship for a Spieth major this year?
Ooh, that's tough.
It's tough. Do I get to pick which major? Shoot, I don't even know if it matters.
You really need a choice?
It's so hard.
Like, what's a Michigan Big Ten championship equate to Spieth wise?
Oh, that's like winning. That's like winning. I don't know. It's actually that's like a top five, because we do that all the time. winning the Natty. Like, we haven't done that outright.
Like 20
a national title game ever, you know, and so to do that, to be here for that.
Yeah, in your 4 years, definitely makes a difference.
It's tough to pass up.
As a senior, too. That's really cool.
Yeah. No, to have it all kind of come together that way is beyond special. So would I trade it for a Jay Spieth major? I'm going to say no. I don't think I would.
I respect it.
And that sucks. But I've already declared 2024 the year of Dan, so – I'm pretty sure Jay Spieth's getting a major this year anyway, because
the year of Dan. Are you foreshadowing a certain guaranteeing of a go get that point triumph this year?
Is
that in the year of Dan?
I don't know if that's in the year of Dan. That might be sacrificed for B Celtics and Jay Spieth, but we'll see. I have a good feeling about. I mean, we can get into the century. Like, that
hell
was...
Hell yeah, man.
I mean, it was a good week all around. Frustrating, to say the least, because, you know, as fans, we're obviously... People will always come at us for saying this, but some of the things that happened to Jay Spieth in the last six holes was just downright terrible. Now I don't know if you can say it made a difference, because he did still make birdie on 15 and he lost by two. So even if he makes par on 16, I don't know, man, it just sucks, cause it really derailed the momentum, and I don't know. There's a lot of ways to look at this week. I think it's a good start.
Great start.
But at the same time, it's really frustrating that his best putting week in years comes in a week where the ball striking was pretty average. His putter kept him in it, which is what we've been asking. We want those types of tournaments. But the first time we get a good putting performance, the wedges kind of disappeared on Sunday. I don't think he threw anything close from inside of 120. So yeah, I mean, I'm looking at it as a positive overall. But I'm not saying I'm not looking at many negatives, but I'm just there's some frustrating elements to it. This was a very winnable golf tournament for Spieth. I thought. But I'm a little disappointed he's not playing this week. I just don't see why you wouldn't. If you're gonna skip Torrey, I don't see why you'd take 3 weeks off. I mean, obviously he always gets himself behind the eight ball in terms of the FedEx Cup, but even with that third place, I mean, it would have been nice to build some more next week. I mean, I know last year it didn't happen that way, but the Sony Open should be a field where you should pretty easily rack up a top 25 at very worst. So I would have liked to see him play this week, but overall, positives, positives, and positives to take away from the century, and I'm sure you guys agree.
Yeah, plenty of positives. It's a tricky golf course. I to really set yourself apart ball striking wise, because I mean the fairways are just so wide and you're getting so much roll. I mean the shorter hitters are still hitting it far, but yeah, it was nice to see the putter, you know, pop. I mean, really more than pop. What, first in the field putting, best putting performance since the 21 Schwab. That's really cool to see that. I mean, Spieth playing good golf early in the year, which we've kind of not been accustomed to. I mean, he played well at the Hero, played really good this week. That's really, really good to see. Yeah, skipping the Sony is a little bit weird. It'll be interesting to really see what he adds. Unless he's, are we just going to get like a net one drop and not add anything? It'd be cool. Maybe we get in the schedule a little bit in this podcast too. I was looking ahead. Our friend Ryan was looking ahead at some possible.
I think we could even
schedule
with
considerations.
Playing, we could probably come out with an episode in the next few weeks, looking at the schedule.
Yeah, that works too. We got what, 3 weeks off here, huh?
Yeah,
that's kind of unfortunate. But
February does the Pebble return.
Yeah,
but yeah, no, I think you summed it up. The ball striking is tough to. Kind of analyze this week just purely on numbers. It's okay. It's positive across the board in terms of data golf's sort of model and how they run it. I thought, and if you look into Sunday he was negative on approach, negative off the tee. But if you look at the on data golf, this is a great feature. You can see which approach shots were positive and by how much, and which were negative and by how negative. And it was really off the tee on 16, cost him 3/4 of a shot basically. And I think the approach into 15 cost him 3/5 of a shot just because of the lie and kind of what he had to do to get it out there. So to say he got some unlucky breaks on Sunday is putting it lightly, I think. But he needed to be perfect on Sunday, right? Chasing Chris Kirk, who also played really good golf on Sunday, was always going to be tough to track down. I mean, Chris Kirk shot a 65, and he was beating Spieth by two going into Sunday. So it's encouraging to see that birdies are being made, mistakes are being limited. Honestly, it's more just about like the putts going in and maintaining them. Which is really nice to see.
We beat around this bush every year about how this is really the worst possible tournament to gauge where someone's game's at to start the year. So I don't really know, but at the end of the day, these are still greens. And I think it's better that we're seeing such positive putting numbers than seeing necessarily a really good ball striking week here. I don't think there's really any way to gauge shots gained off the tee at this golf course. You can hit a horrible shot and end up in a better position than if you hit one down the middle. You know what I mean? So it's just, I mean, approach is a little easier, but I go off the eye test. I was very pleased with how he drove it today. This week he looked confident. I saw a lot more discouragement in the approaches. He looked like he was pretty happy. A lot of quick tee pickups throughout the week. Club twirls off the tee. We love to see that. So I thought it was the wedges. And I know in the preview pod I talked about how I thought that was going to be the part of the game that came back this year, but that's what killed him this week. And, you know, it was just playing really easy, man. I mean, he shot 6 under and gained 0.49 shots to the field on either Friday or Saturday. There was a day where he was playing like 6.5 shots under par.
An elite round is like 10 under. And I mean, like,
yeah,
you can't do that if you're not making putts to begin with, which is just really annoying.
I was because I saw someone shot, was it An who shot 11 under 62? One of the days, and he gained like 3.9 shots to the field.
It was ridiculous. Yeah, Rose shot, well, I mean, we can look at it. Rose shot 61 on Sunday.
He was playing a little harder on Sunday, but yeah.
And I think he probably gained only like 4 or 5 shots on Sunday. Let's look at it here. Oh, no, okay. He gained 6.5 on Sunday.
Yeah,
but
Sunday was a little harder, but...
Like, yeah. That's ridiculous. It's funny because Jordan talked about in the preview kind of live show, we went through all of your predictions, or not?
Yeah, we went through your
goals that you put out on your page, and just we made a list to see who's gonna.
Are my goals good?
Yeah, we liked them. I think it's a good balance. But one of them that stuck out was the wedge play. And
you guys have been harping on it. Oh.
Atrocious this year or this last week, but it wasn't great by any stretch of the imagination. And I think that's certainly the thing that I plan on monitoring a lot the next time we see him and going forward, because
yeah.
Being in contention early in the season, that's done already. Talked about popping with the putter, that is done already. The one early checkbox in that.
Yeah.
So, it's really just the approach numbers.
I feel like the most disappointing part of the wedges was that every single shot this week with a wedge was a simulator golf shot. Like, it was a stock shot. There was no wind all week.
He thought there was.
Yeah, it just stinks that, like, the wedges couldn't have been any easier to approach. Like, they were simple golf shots. Yeah. There weren't many factors. I get that there's a lot of elevation changing, but I still don't think that that's an excuse. Like, if you're a professional golfer playing in no wind – and you go 0-for-4 and inside of 10 feet from 120 and in, that's just not cutting it.
You think like thinking back on the wedge shots, were they more was it more about distance control or more about direction?
Both.
It was a mix.
There were some that were quite a ways like offline. There were some that were online that maybe half.
Yeah, the first 2 days he was leaving a lot of wedges really short.
Yeah, and I kind of think that for somebody who, from what it seems like, has actually done a good job of putting in work on their swing this year, this offseason, I think what comes back kind of last is that feel and that distance control that you can't quite simulate in practice as well as you can, or practice as well as you can in tournament rounds and some uneven lies kind of at Kapalua. Like, I'm not, you know, trying to suggest that the wedge play was good by any means, but I think there's a few small things that he might point to say these are why the wedges weren't great. But it's been a trend for a little while now, and I think that is concerning, because if he's going to drive the ball as well as he seems to,
you got
to
wedge it well.
The swing looks fantastic. I do think it's in a different spot than it was last year, like technically speaking. And so if he's going to drive it that good, you gotta just hit some better wedge shots.
Mm.
But yeah. if he's gonna, gonna put it like that, it doesn't, you know, that'll even
Oh.
itself course of the year.
Yeah, you would hope the putter would maybe get a little bit worse and the wedges get better. But next time, I know it's 3 weeks away, but at Pebble, a lot of wedges. So we'll get, I guess, another. He said he's gonna
Yeah.
work over these next 3 weeks. You'd hope the
A lot of
wedge play
wedges,
would
but
be a little
also a
bit
lot of
better.
wind.
A lot of wind.
Yeah. Pebble will have more wind, I would assume, than this week.
Better. I would. I
Awesome.
hope, because
I
I
just hope
want
it's
to.
not wet.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Pebble's interesting this year because no.
Am's on the weekend? Is that what it is?
Yeah, but also no Monterey.
Yeah.
That's fine with me. As long as we get Spyglass.
Monterey's a great course, but it's not really like a
It's
course that I love
easy.
to watch.
Yep, I hope we get full featured coverage on Spyglass. But it's gonna
Yeah.
be featured could be trickier this year because it's a signature event. Everyone's gonna be playing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I assume we'll still
Well,
get coverage as
I'm
the
happy that
18th
he.
man.
Yeah, so he's gonna play four straight.
Is it four? I
I believe so, yeah.
think it's three. I think it's Pebble Waste Management Genesis.
And then I believe it's
I think it's three and then 2 weeks off. Unless he's going to
maybe.
Mexico.
Oh, probably not. Yeah, I guess you're right. It is three.
Hope
Happy
it's
that
three.
he's playing the Phoenix Open. That'll be fun. I was able to secure full credentials for that tournament, which is pretty sick. So
That's sweet.
maybe we can get a Jay Spieth exclusive interview somewhere in there.
Never know.
Or no, maybe a Greller interview.
That would be even
I would
better.
agree.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot there's no, they changed the Honda Classic. It's now the Cognizant Classic. That's so dumb.
Blame Honda, man. Honda McCord.
I'll blame Jay Monahan because that guy sucks.
Oh
But yeah, so it's
man.
oh, and then the Cognizant
Yeah.
API. My guess, I think it's, well, there's no way he plays six leading into the Masters, but
Schedule talk, I love it.
it's just a tight schedule, like,
It's different this year. I was really
but
looking earlier.
we got kind of not screwed by it, but there's a lot
I
of
think it'll be
spots.
fine. I think if you see it correctly, I think we're gonna be playing three into Augusta. Augusta will be the third week, Dan.
That's chilling.
If we're seeing this correctly, I think.
Should be the third week. It'll be, well, so the interesting, yeah, because it's either he takes off Valspar or he doesn't play Houston or San Antonio.
I think
So that's
Valspar's gone. He can't go.
please no San Antonio.
I think he's back at Valero this year. I think.
I wouldn't be shocked if he plays API players Valspar Houston and then just says, let's work on it for a week, Cam, and then hits up Augusta
It's
and then
possible.
play and then
Yeah.
I think if I
Who
had it
knows?
my way, I'd rather see him at Valspar than the dump that is San Antonio.
Absolutely. That course could not be worse for Masters prep.
Copperhead
Yeah.
was fun last year too. It's a
Absolutely.
fun golf
Well,
course.
besides, yeah.
Yeah, Sunday obviously, but
Yeah, I have to go in a second, so I just wanted to I think that at the end of the day, I don't think any of us could have expected those scores that were fired out there. But I mean, if you were given 27 under at the end of the week, you would be.
more than pleased.
I mean, it. Jay Spieth, we've talked about this before. Spieth is not someone that typically thrives in these sort of tournaments. He doesn't go out there and make 10 birdies a day. So I think this is encouraging. Because I can't
Well,
remember the last time in the last five, three, 4 or 5 years, besides that 1 year where he competed with KH Lee at Craig Ranch, where he's competed in one of these complete shootouts.
yeah. It certainly feels, I think in part he can make birdies, but there's always the mistakes. And there was what, a double bogey and a bogey this week on the card, and that's it. Like he was clean for a majority of this tournament. And a lot of that had to do with making some decent par putts to start Sunday. But like I thought Friday and Saturday, I know we didn't he didn't shoot up the leaderboard like people had hoped, but I think he made 13 birdies in 36. six holes and no dropped shots. Like it's just hard to keep progressing up the leaderboard when guys are shooting 15, 16, 17 in 2 days. So it's good that it's clean, but it'd be nice to tidy a few things up. And I think that's a good spot to go into 3 weeks off with. So,
yeah.
You got Chris Kirk finding like every perfect piece of grass possible while Spieth's finding.
That back nine was, I want to break my computer.
Well, that's what I'm excited for. I've started doing this little thing of keeping track of what we think Spieth's luck is. A little rating scale, 1 through 5. 5, very lucky. 1, not very lucky. Maybe I'll start posting it on after each round and see what the people think. But so far, he hasn't been more lucky than 3 in 8 rounds, in my estimation. And he has a couple ones, which is, I believe the other one was Saturday at Hero. Not that he played very well anyway, but then he plugged a couple times then as well. So we'll see. It's exciting though that Jay Spieth is like, he'll be in the inside what the Comcast top 10 for the next couple of weeks. Yeah. So,
the Comcast top 10. Chris Kirk leading the leaderboard right now.
Chris Kirk coming off the win at the Century. Be Jay Spieth in third for at least a week.
Chris Kirk, man.
Yeah.
Played phenomenal golf. That's off to him.
Yeah, he was. I mean, he could have shot 10, 12 under on Sunday if he just hit some putts down the stretch. But, yeah.
It's every Sunday in contention. When Spieth's in contention, you just know our playing partner that's also in contention with us will scare the hole on every putt.
Yeah.
Freaking, it's ridiculous.
Ever since Coke Rack upended Spieth at the 2021 Schwab, it's been some guys having career days on Sundays for sure. So
Moore last year was the worst.
Yeah,
that dude. Has he done anything since?
Probably not. Who again?
Taylor Moore.
Oh, I thought you were thinking said like Morikawa is like wait a second. No, yeah, Taylor Moore is that's his pinnacle of golf right there. Granted,
I think he has more. I think he has more like criminal accusations in the last 2 years than he has wins.
Oh man, he had a nice T25 at the Century.
Yeah,
congrats.
Congrats to him. Congrats to the Century for being a 61 person field and just I don't know. At least it had a decent showing because Jay Spieth was in contention.
Congrats to those who finished minus 20 and couldn't cash a top 20 check.
Yeah, not exactly. I mean, could you imagine if it was Xander Schauffele though instead of Spieth making a run? That might have been the most boring Sunday of all time.
Yeah.
Schauffele's boring. I'm just gonna say it. He's boring. Great player, but like the tour is lacking some. Juice. I mean, not that. I mean, Rahm was probably what a top 4 juice guy.
Juice guy,
and he's gone, so that kind of sucked. Not that I missed Rahm because Jay Spieth was balling, but regardless, I do think we've got plenty of stuff to talk about schedule wise. So hopefully, we'll come out with something.
Yeah,
or we'll plan on doing that because I think it could be interesting to look at and kind of filter through. So
yeah. I'm going to have to hop off, but you guys can finish this one out. Hopefully in the next few next few weeks, we'll come out with a schedule episode. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to give permissions to Jordan.
Yes.
Right. Well, take care, everyone.
Good night, Bob.
Thank you.
Well,
I don't know what else we have to talk about. I mean, I'm here to chat a little bit. We got a little twilight hour on the Go Get That podcast for the viewers.
Yes, I was going to say, unfortunately, I've also signed up to go see the Michigan football team pull back in and be welcomed by their loving fans.
That's wonderful.
But,
that tonight?
Yeah, well, not the parade, but like they return or whatever. I don't know.
That's pretty sick.
miserable out. It's 35 and raining, and I don't know why
It's
I'm.
yeah. It's been pouring here all day.
Once in a lifetime, I suppose. Any, I feel like I covered most of my speed thought.
No. I kind of laid it all out in my Instagram post. We've been really used to some really piss poor golf being played early in the season. It's nice to, get some FedEx Cup. It's just nice to contend early. I mean, he contended at the Hero, kind of contended here. That's fun. The season starts January 1st, at least now it does. It's about time that, Spieth's starting, I guess. I don't want to say understand that. I'm sure he knew it, but results are coming early. It lets you build up the build up to a win, hopefully start earlier. And yeah, I guess we'll have a schedule release soon, and then we really hit the swing of things at Pebble. There won't be many weeks off once we get to Pebble.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun once we get to Pebble. It'll just be go, preview, recap, winner, live show. But no, yeah, it's encouraging, and he's not behind the eight ball in terms of FedEx Cup points. Like he did play well enough to warrant the 3 weeks off, sort of, if that makes sense. Because 350 points will get you. I know the FedEx Cup purses are a bit different this year, because elevated events you get a lot more points. But he's in all of those, and he'll be fine with that. So he's basically punched his ticket to probably I mean, it's so early, but 350 is just such a nice start.
He's in a nice start, yeah.
Because I was trying to figure out where he had 350 last year.
That's a good question.
And so I'll do some digging on that.
It's a phenomenal question, actually.
Because I think it's probably not until. Ooh.
Oh, Lord. It's
Yeah,
actually a
Lenny's
phenomenal question, Dan.
playing good last year.
It took a while to get the gear into gear. I mean,
Well,
maybe
I guess
Valspar?
at least by, yeah, no, that's true. By March, he would have had it for sure because API, he rocked it.
Yeah, I mean, he sucked though. I mean, we're
I
like
might have been
8 weeks ahead of schedule here.
early March, I think, is when he kind of eclipsed that mark. So,
Yeah, I'd say that's about right. Because there's no way a T6 would have got him to 350. The T6 at Phoenix was nice, but that did not get 350. And that was
T.
all he had.
Please. Yeah.
I'd
So
assume
good.
it probably API is when he got over the 350 hump.
Probably.
8 weeks ahead of schedule. That's cool.
Yes.
How do we build off of it, though, is the real question.
Yeah, no, it'd be nice to show up at Pebble and get back in the mix of things there,
In a
and
big
then
boy field as well.
yeah, big boy field, and maybe who knows, maybe triumph at Pebble. But until then, playoff football.
Yes,
Yeah.
sir. Yes,
Oh,
sir.
Ravens.
I'll be kicking my feet up this week, but
Not exactly. That sounds fun.
it
Enjoy
does.
it.
Appreciate it.
So, until next time.
Take care.